Hey folks, Mystery here, and I've got your latest Eat podcast for you. This week we talked about portion management with the fitness plan and put the final nail in the coffin on conventional expert-defined portion control with our discussion of Eat portion management, and we called it improving like fine wine because we want to learn it and we want to keep improving at it, and over time, exactly what tends to happen. It gets better and better the more you practice. So the slides from the presentation are available. All you have to do is drop me an email at eatfit@gmail.com. That's eatfit@gmail.com. And I'll send you the key slides with the key elements you'll want to review. We talked about in this particular webinar really focusing on post-meal. What do you do after a meal to kind of reinforce that your plan of EAT, EET, really matters, that you really are serious about accomplishing the goals you've set for yourself and achieving stress-free, long-term weight loss, which is what EAT is set up to help you do. And just thinking through that and saying, how'd the meal go? Did I manage my portions well? Am I on track with my weekly plan? Am I making any progress in terms of old behaviors that were really all a function of diet? Think like feeling like you have to eat everything and never be able to stop eating once you start because you were so worried that you were breaking your diet and going to have to start again the next day that you end up overeating, you know, to protect yourself. Well, we don't have to do that with EAT because we can have great stuff pretty much every day. And the bottom line is working on that is how you improve. And the checklist will tell you the different steps you can take. We've got just caring about your goals and reminding yourself about them after a meal. Eat, steal, next meal, which is explained in great detail in the Eat, steal webinar and some of the website materials. Finishers and distractions, actually doing them to make sure you end the meal properly. Recruiting help, you know, keeping journals, sending information to Eat for, you know, some review or even just friends or other people on the plan to just get some information of, wait, it's not working for me. What do I need to do to really get this right? Help me. What worked for you? That kind of thing. What other strategies are out there? Recruiting help can be such a huge factor in succeeding on any weight loss or fitness plan. Support really is vital. Listening to podcasts like this is a perfect example. You'll get a little further every time you do it. Involving exercise or activity after you finish eating will help you finish eating, if that makes some sense. And then really having a long-term vision, knowing that you're really trying to get involved with EAT for 5 years, let it become your way of life, build the plan that works for you. Then you'll know you can have trust and faith in the 5-year plan, even if things don't go the way you thought they should during the meal or even before the meal. Finally, you want to celebrate every success. I mean, this stuff is really challenging, or there'd already be a set way to manage portions, and the expert portion control would have already proven to have worked, and everybody'd be at their goal weights and all perfectly fit, and none of that's happening. So when we can figure out things that get us closer to where we want to go, we really need to celebrate it and build on those successes and know they're tools you can use again and again, as opposed to feeling like, oh, I screwed up, and I'm failing, or I'm bad. The typical diet think that dieters go through over and over, they can't do it, it's too difficult. Well, you know, the bottom line is you could all make a little progress as we go, and as he likes to say, progress is success. Finally, we talked about was a little shortened version of all of the EAT portion management techniques, both pre-meal, during meal, and after the meal, and that is a concept called just say when. So that one simple phrase can remind you of all the different things that we've learned in these 4 webinars, and we cover some of that on the different slides that we'll send you, or if you get a chance to watch the webinar, we cover it in great detail. So that is a good overview of what we talked about in the last webinar, and I also want to remind you that we are now sending out weekly EAT mails, which have other input and ideas that let you become better at your EAT plan, so definitely check out those. They're sent along with your weekly update form. Can't overemphasize how great that would be if you would send in the weekly updates. It's a great way for you to kind of review your week, reset your thinking, figure out where things aren't going the way you want them to or what's going great, build on that, get away from the weak spots. Just a chance to really, you know, make sure EAT is a priority in your life without being overwhelming and getting in the way of your life. Hope that makes sense. Look for that on Monday or Tuesday at the latest. You'll have it in your email box. And if you don't, again, eetfit@gmail.com with any questions, comments, concerns, or problems. We're always here to help. And we will have more updates for you next week. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.